The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of February, 1975, in Caracas, Venezuela.
Universal Brotherhood, which is a yoga group around Latin America, and they say they're trying to re-educate people and help bring understanding between different cultures. He's originally Mexican.
What is his name?
Jose Marchel.
No, what is the name of the group?
The Great Yoga Fraternity, or the Great Universal Brotherhood.
Well, what is the purpose of this yoga?
He explained that they want to make a synthesis of all the best practices of different cultures to present it to the people so they can have understanding without prejudice.
No, prejudice is a different thing. But what is the science?
The base of the movement is to get knowledge through use of their faculties in order to raise the consciousness.
Which platform they call it?
He said that they do not feel that they can go very high. They feel that they are in the hands of the great spiritual masters such as yourself and others also.
Do they aim to go to the highest point?
They feel the highest point is to understand themselves. And
so has he understood himself?
He said that to a certain extent, he feels he has achieved this, but that the reality is unlimited, cannot be described, and that it's more a certain consciousness or appreciation of life that is beyond words.
It's not clear understanding.
He said that they try to have a clear understanding, but he must confess that he is limited.
He's limited, then what is unlimited?
He says that the unlimited is that which always was, is, and always will be, and the unlimited is that, and the limited is that which is in this material phenomenal world.
That means that limited is material, he said, and unlimited is spiritual. So what is the conception of the spiritual?
That which is, always, that which is, has been, and will be, and which is not limited to form.
Limited to form, then how is unlimited?
There's some other guests here, so we're going to have to arrange things just for a moment to bring the other guests in. So,
my 10 people from the Metaphysical Society that have come to see me.
Now, let us distinguish what is limited or what is unlimited. I'm asking you.
So he's saying that this material world is a combination of so many different elements and intelligence, so on and so forth. And in the center of all this, the essence is that which is eternal. And this eternal thing, it cannot have any name because then it would be limited. And it is that would be a contradiction. And also it has no form.
No, that eternity, that is blank. This material world is temporary. And the eternity is spiritual. That is clear understanding. Material elements, just like earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, ego, intelligence. Spiritual element is which is utilizing these material elements. Do you admit this? The others? That is the distinction between matter and spirit. Just like this microphone, it is combination of earth, water, air, fire, like that. But the living being, he has utilized, he has combined this matter into this microphone, the transmitter. Now, exactly like the microphone, the combination of matter, and done by some living entity. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation is combination of matter, and there is one living being, or the supreme being, who has combined them, and it is working. Is that admitted? So, that is the difference between limited and unlimited. That I, you, are living being, we can also create something like this microphone or this big aeroplane we have created. That is limited. But there is another one who has created innumerable planets, and that is floating in the air. Is it not? We are taking credit of becoming big scientists by creating one airship, 747, 500 passengers carrying. How many we have created? Maybe 100, 200. But there are millions and trillions of planets floating in the same way in the air. And those planets containing so many big, big mountains, oceans, and therefore floating in the air. Therefore, we have got our limited brain, and he has got unlimited brain. Is that correct?
That suggests that he has a brain.
Yeah. Thank you. So as soon as he has got a brain, he is a person. Therefore, God is person.
Por eso Dios es una persona.
Ultimately.
Ultimamente.
Just like the government. Government is in person. But the president is person. Similarly, the cosmic manifestation, the energy working, they are all in person. But the brain behind it is person. That is the distinction between person and in person.
You said that it is person ultimately. What does that mean ultimately?
Ultimately, just like the government is in person. But ultimately the president is person. The government is going on under the order of the president. Therefore, impersonal government is not so important as the personal president is. Another example, just like the sun and the sun sign and the sun god, three things. The sun sign is impersonal, and within the sun globe there is sun god. So, in one sense, they are all one, means heat and light. But the sun sign is different from the sun globe. When, just like here is sun sign in this room, but that is not sun globe. Therefore, simultaneously, they are one and different. Is it clear? Any question about this?
He says that if God is a person, how can we understand, as there's a common saying, that God is and also is not?
So God is person, that I've already explained, that the government is impersonal, the president is personal. But the president is more important than the whole government. Just like a man in the court of the government is condemned to die. So there is no law in the government which can save. But if the president shows him mercy, he can save him. Therefore, the president is more powerful than all the laws in the government. Therefore, he is important. What does he say?
He said there are many examples where the laws of the government are superior to the president. For example, in America where Nixon was pulled down by the laws.
But hold on. You are president, you are powerful than the government. When he resigned from the presidency, then he became less important. This is a crude example. The another example is that the sun sign is universally spread and the sun glow is situated in one place. So which is important, the sun globe or the sun sign? And just like this light is situated in one place and the illumination is spread. What is important, the illumination or the lamp? The fire is one place and the fire, light and heat is expanded. So the fire is localized and the light and heat is expanded many miles. So which is important, the fire or the heat and light? Therefore, God is person. But he is not a person like you and me. But his personality is expanded, just like the heat and light of the fire is expanded. Similarly, whatever we see, that is the expansion of God's energy. Just like there are many big businessmen, the man is person, but he is conducting hundreds of factories, big, big area. The factories are important or the man is important? If an ordinary person in this material world becomes so important and personal, you can just imagine how the person of God is important in spite of unlimited expansion of this material world. So, what is the idea? The person is ultimately important. The impersonal feature is there, just like the impersonal feature sun sign. But the sun globe, and within the sun globe there is sun God. The sun sign is the expansion of the energy of the sun globe, and within the sun globe there is sun God. So which is important, the sun globe, the sun God, or the sun sign? Which is important? The sun sign is important. Huh?
All of them.
All of them, that's all right. But comparatively, the sun God is the source of everything. Therefore, he is important. Therefore, God is expanded by his energy. And God is the energetic. But comparatively, although there is no difference between the energy and the energetic is more important than the energy. When there is sun sign, it is to be understood the sun globe is there and the sun God is there. But that in this sense, the sun God, the sun globe, and the sun sign, they are not different one. Because every one of them has the same quality, heat and light. But still, here is the sun sign, it does not mean this. The sun God or the sun globe is here. The sun globe is 93 million miles away from us. So therefore, it is to be understood they are simultaneously one and different. This is the pleasure.
He said that you said that God expands, but this implies that God modifies himself or changes.
No. That is God. He can expand unlimitedly, still he remains as is. That means unlimited. Just like if you have got $100 in your pocket, then if it is spent, $1, $1, $1, then ultimately it becomes zero. But about God, it is said, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. That means you take $100, still the $100 is there. Similarly, God as He is, He can expand Himself in millions and millions separately. Still He is the same million. That is called God. If we take God in our conception, that I have got $100, I spend $100, it is zero. But God is not like that. God can expand Himself as God unlimitedly. Still He remains the same. There is another nice example. Just like you take one candle and you lit up another candle, you lit up another candle, and millions of candles. And this candle remains the same powerful, and all the candles lit up, they are also the same power. But for our understanding, we take the original candle as first candle, the next and second candle, the third, fourth, fifth, seventh, millions. But each candle is equally powerful, and the original candle is still there. So by this expansion, God does not diminish it. That is the meaning of God. And that is the meaning of unlimited.
How can we understand the difference between personality and individuality? And if God expands Himself in everything, then He must be inside all of His creation.
Yes, that is the difference. That God is situated in everywhere. But you are not situated everywhere. You are situated within your body. I am situated within my body. The pains and pleasure of my body you cannot feel. Neither I can feel the pains and pleasure. But God is everywhere. Therefore He can understand what is your pains and pleasure, what is my pains and pleasure, His pains and pleasure. That is everything. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And now, what is that verse? Khetragancha vimana vidhi sarva khetre subharata Khetragancha ja vimana vidhi.
Chaitra dhyan shapi maam dhiri sarva chaitesu bharata chaitra chaitra viyor dhyanam jatra dhyanam matam.
Alma and super alma. God is super alma.
You mentioned pain within the body. What is the origin of pain and the origin of imperfection?
Origin of pain means as soon as you come to the material world, the origin of pain. Just like the, it can be appreciated very nicely. Just like water. Water is sometimes painful and sometimes pleasing. Is it not? Do you agree or not? No, it's just like water is the same thing. But sometimes it is painful and sometimes it is pleasing. Is it not? So how the same thing becomes pleasing and painful? This is circumstantial. The same thing is pleasing and sinful, the same thing is painful under different circumstances. Similarly, fire. Fire is sometimes pleasing and sometimes painful. The fire is the same, but circumstantially it becomes painful and pleasing. Just like in winter season, the fire is pleasing, and in summer season, the same fire is painful. Now, these feelings of pain and pleasure is due to this material body. Therefore, the material body is the cause of pains and pleasure. So, if you do not get this material body, you remain in your spiritual body, then there is no more pain and pleasure. So that means the origin of pains and pleasure is to our attachment to this material body. So if we can somehow or other get out of this material body, then there is no more pain and pleasure, or it is simply pleasure. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Anandamaya Abhyasa. By nature, the spirit soul is joyful. Then the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasochati Nakam. So pleasure means absence of pain. So in your spiritual identity, there is no pain, therefore it is simply pleasure. Therefore, our endeavor should be how to get our original spiritual body. Spiritual body is there already. It is covered by the material body. But somehow or other, if we stop the covering of the material body, then we are simply in pleasure. Therefore, our only attempt in this human body should be how to revive our spiritual body. And that process is Krishna consciousness. That open that verse, man janma karma medipam yujanati tattata satta deham punar janma naiti mameti kon.
Janma karma chame devyam evam jobeti tattata satta deham punar janma naiti mameti sod.
So, if you simply understand Krishna, then you revive your spiritual body.
How or why did this spiritual body become covered by the material body?
How your body is covered in a different dress when you go to the prison house? When one goes to the prison, he has to keep his dress separately and take the prison dress. So anyone who comes into this material world, he has to take a material body. This is the law. Unless you have got this material body, how you can feel pleasure in material sense enjoyment? Just like on a stage, if you are going to play, you have to take dress according to the play. Therefore, this material body is compared with the dress that is stated, I know, Vasaṃsi Jinnāni Jathāvyā.
Vasaṃsi Jinnāni Jithāvahāya Navāni Ganāti Naro Parāni Jathā Sarīrāni Vihāya Jinnāni Anyāni Saṃyāti Navāni Dehi.
It's like we are sitting, ladies and gentlemen, here, every one of us, we have a different dress. The dress is superficial, but as ladies and gentlemen, human beings, we are one. Similarly, each one of us can have a different dress. So these living entities, they are in different dresses only. And the dresses have calculated 8,400,000 different forms. In the water, there are 900,000 different dresses. Similarly, the trees and plants, there are 2 million different types of vegetables. Jalajanam lakkhani, savara lakkhavinsati. There are insects. There are 1,100,000 species. Similarly, birds, there are 1 million. Pakshikāda, pakshina dasalakkada. Dasalakka means 1 million. 1 million types of birds, and 3 million types of beasts, and 400,000 forms of human beings. In this way, the living entity is passing through different dresses. And the best dress is this human form. Because in this dress you can understand what is God, what you are, what is your relation with God, and then you can act and go back to home. Therefore, if this dress, in this dress, I am living being, you are living being. So we are in this human form of dress. We have got develop consciousness. If we miss the opportunity to understand God, then again we are put into the cycle of the evolutionary form. We should not therefore misuse this form like other forms. We should utilize it properly to understand the unlimited God and our relationship with God and act upon it. That is perfection of life.
How can we relieve ourselves of material pain and live in spiritual pleasure?
Yes. As soon as you do not accept this material body, you have no connection with material pain and pleasure.
He has understood from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says that as you approach me, I present myself. So in that sense, can this movement be compared to the ultimate consciousness of Christ, Krishna, the consciousness of Christ consciousness?
Yes, there is no difference between consciousness of Christ or Krishna, provided we follow them. Christ is speaking as Son of Godhead, and Krishna is speaking as God. So there is no difference. The truth the Father speaks or the Son speaks, the truth is the same.
He understands that this Krishna consciousness is the highest state of the mind. Now he requests that you could explain to the people how one can achieve Krishna consciousness living in one's own home with one. In other words, for those who are outside the temple, they have their jobs and they live in their houses, and how can they achieve Krishna consciousness?
It is very easy. You chant Hare Krishna.
Oh, how do we chant Hare Krishna?
Is that you're singing? I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna.
They all are chanting.
What is this? What is the meaning of this mantra, Hare Krishna?
Hare means, oh, the energy of God. And Krishna, oh God, kindly accept me again. I am fallen in this material world. That's all.
She says that she sees this as a mantra, and from her point of view, it seems like we're repeating this mantra over and over again. There's some hypnotism, for example, in some tribes. They're in different rituals. They're chanting different things. That, she would like.
That is her opinion. She is not authority.
Would like an explanation.
This is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtan dhammam. Find it.
Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha jhidabhata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya jukta upasate. You want to know if you, it's the same thing to chant Om or to chant I am, I am.
I am? What is the state that I am? He says directly, Satatam Kirtan Mam. Krishna says, you always chant my name. Why should you go to other things? God says that you chant my name. So why should you go to other things?
He says in this Western Hemisphere, the supreme authority is the Saint Germain, and he says that we should chant I am. That's a quote from the Bible. Mean apparently when they asked God, who are you, and God said, I am that I am.
What you are? But what you are? I am your thinking, but what you are? You know what you are.
They mean that it's like a quotation from God.
No, this must be your sense also. You are saying I am, but if I ask you what you are,
I am that I am.
But you do not know what you are. Then you are a nonsense. You say I am, but if I ask what you are, you cannot reply. Then you are a nonsense. You must explain what you are. Then I am.
It's every time that we say I am.
But you must explain what you are.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
Every time that we say I am, we must be conscious of what we are saying that we are. And
that I am asking you. So what you are?
Why don't we look at it this other way? You say the name God is Krishna.
Now that is already separated. Yeah. Now another question.
She says,
"I am."
No, what he says.
But I am. I am. I am asking. I am also I am. I am asking you what you are.
May I explain? She says that God says that His name is I am. Not a name.
What is that?
He said that I am is the name of God.
God never says like that. Where it is? You must quote somewhere. Where it is?
Yes,
Then in the Bible, when some people were leaving, and they said, "Who is sending us? Who is sending?" Then God said, "Tell them that that is the God of your fathers, and that I am."
In the Bible, did you say? Yeah. Where is it?
Exodus, Moses.
Yeah.
In Mount Sinai.
No Bible, did you say?
It's in there. Yeah.
Huh?
It's in there.
What is that?
The God said that
I am who am.
No, God said I am. You say I am. That is all right. But God says I am. We can understand God. I am means God. But what you are?
But He said, "This is my name, and this is my name for forever."
I am.
He said.
You say that?
Translation.
Huh?
That's the way it's translated. I am who am.
Yahweh.
But so far I know, Christ says that I am the Son of God. We can understand. See, is there any difference? God says, or Christ says, that I am the Son of God. So, the Father is different. The Father can say, "I am," and the Son also can say, "I am." But everyone is I. But what is the relation between this I and that I? That is wanted to know.
I am a particle of God.
That is it. Therefore, I am particle, He is whole. There is a difference. When God says I am, and I say I am, there is difference. I am particular I am, and His whole I am. A millionaire says I am, and his servant says I am. But both the I's are same. So God is great. He says I am. He is great, I am. And I say I am, and small I am. Therefore this I am and that I am is different. This I am, when I say I am, and God say I am, this I am and this I am is different. They're not always I am the same. So far I am concerned, my identity, your identity is concerned. That is all right, one. But you I am and I am, not different. Soul as soul, it is all right, but as particle, as whole, they are different.
Naturally, you said
yes, that is to be understood. God says, "I am," means I am the whole. And I say, I am the particle. So therefore, we should understand that when I say, "I am," and God says, "I am," they are different. Your identification, my concept is different. And because we are different, therefore we are considering what is the ultimate goal. So in spite of difference, you can say I am, I can say I am, he can say I am. But that does not mean there is no difference. I am different from you I am. This is to be understood. I can say I am, you can say I am. But this I am and that I am is different.
May I ask some questions? Master, perhaps, seems to me that we have sort of misunderstood. This people is trying to inquire whether or not a sort of a mantra, I would say invented here in the Western Hemisphere, or a so-called master, is or not good for realization of the self. But I'm thinking in other terms of the question. It is perhaps more suitable to make the question, not the affirmation, who am I, perhaps is the best of the mantras, instead of affirming I am, because we cannot realize.
That's all right, but you are basing your knowledge, perhaps, therefore you are imperfect. Perhaps. That means you are imperfect. Your statement will not be accepted.
Exactly. Then the best.
Because you are imperfect. You say perhaps. Maybe. But this is not knowledge. This is ignorance. As soon as you say, perhaps, maybe, that means you do not know what is the actual thing. Knowledge must be perfect. There is no question of perhaps, it may be. No, that is not knowledge. That is speculation. That is speculation. That is not knowledge. So no, this is it. Because you are sitting perhaps, therefore your knowledge cannot be accepted.
No, I'm just asking the question whether or not the right question could be, who am I?
Yeah, that's nice.
I myself am.
That's nice. Therefore I say, when you say I am,
And when I say, I must understand who I am, you must understand who you are. That is that I am saying. That simply saying I am is not the final. It's not the final. Everyone is I am. But he must know what I am. That is knowledge. If you blindly say I am and you do not know what you are, then what is the use of using I am?
No.
Therefore, I ask what you are.
Does that everyone have to decide?
Yeah. That decide. That decision is the, that is knowledge. Simply saying I am. Everyone can say I am. What is that? You must know what you are. That
yes.
is it. That is it.
I agree.
Therefore I'm asking what you
I
are.
I agree. I am just mentioning that I am is the name of God, and then you
No.
Add
I am is not the name of God. That is identification. That is
and
the identification.
Established you.
God can say I am. You can say I am. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean you are God.
Jesus Christ said that if you establish what you are, after you say, I am.
That's all right. Everyone is saying, I am.
Right.
Everyone is saying, in the ordinary dealing, I am. That is there. But that does mean with different I am is the same.
You decree it. You decree what you are. You decree. With I am, you decree. You make it.
That decree is already there, just like in the Bible. God is great. You are not great.
It
therefore, you I am and God I am different.
Is it possible to sing the Mano Mantra for someone else who has died and will have the same effect?
If you say, I am servant, and God says, I am master, then it is perfect.
You said that when I say I am, when you say I am, they're different. But she understands that the essence of everyone is the same.
That's all right. But it's still. In the essence means the spirit. God is the supreme spirit and the particle spirit. So far, spiritual constitution is concerned, God and the living entity one. Both of them are spiritual. But the power, God's power and your power is not the same. It is said in the Bible, so far I remember. God said, let there be creation. There was creation. Can you do that? Let there be creation and create something. Therefore, when God says I am and you say I am, that is different. So I means person. As person, he is also person. And I means person, you are also person. But that person and you person is different.
Is my body wrong? Is she saying that when she says I am, she doesn't mean I in the sense of the lower self, but in the higher self? She means that
we have admitted God is spirit, I am spirit. Though both of them I. But God's power and your power is not equal. God said, let there be creation, there was creation. But you say, let there be chapati, there will be no chapati unless you work. You have to work for it.
The deal, God is a whole and we are parts and we are evolving to integrate ourselves with
that
the whole.
That is all right. But as part, just like the finger, you can say part of the body. But it is not the whole body. The finger is working just like I'm rubbing the head. The finger is, but the head is defined, the finger is defined. But if you take the whole thing, it is body.
So without all the parts, it would not be the body, so we are all parts of the
body. That's all right. Still, this is axiomatic truth. Part is not equal to the whole.
But we are in evolution.
Huh? Evolution? No, that is not
evolution. I know.
The part is part eternally. And the whole is whole eternally.
So she's asking, does that mean that one does not integrate himself with the whole when he becomes evolved?
No, you are already in the whole. What is that?
He says, therefore we're all one.
Huh? One and different, that is our fear. That's like the one small screw is in the machine. So the whole is one. But the small screw is not equal to the whole machine. But the screw cannot be called the whole machine.
Yes. So we are part of this whole.
Yeah, that is
how
we are.
Mama
Ivan says Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Loka Sanatana. I know.
Mama Ivan says Jiva Loka, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Manasastani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. She's saying if it's the same thing. They want to know if
it is same thing, but why is Manasastani Indriyani Prakriti Stani? Why is he studying here? God doesn't struggle.
Because there was a misunderstanding.
Who misunderstand?
So he said that that we have given the name Krishna to God, but actually there are so many names of God that anything it doesn't matter what the name of God is. It can be I Am or it can be whatever it may be. Just like in India, he's understood that in India there are so many different names of God.
Do you think that I Am is the name? And that's all right. Allah is name, Krishna is name, Jehovah is name. But I Am is not name.
Si es un nombre.
No. If I ask you what is your name, you say I Am. Is it very clear? What is your name? I Am.
Si hubiese tomado la frase I Am como un nombre, hubiera significado la última pregunta.
They thought we
meant
why we struggling here, but I said no.
I mean to say, they said that I Am is the name of God. But is it practical? If I ask your name, what is your name? I Am.
He said that, say, for example, suppose that his parents were crazy and gave him the name I Am.
But there is no business in crazy. We have no business with crazy. All right, what is time now? We have no business with crazy. This is practical. If in the court the judge inquires, what is your name? And if you say, I Am, he immediately says, he's a crazy man, get him out. This kind of knowledge is not right. No. If he does not like to accept Krishna as the name of God, He has got his name. Say Jehovah or Allah. That is all right.
It's not they don't like Krishna. They like Krishna very much, but they're saying that, you know, everything.
No, they must have some name of God. I Am is not the name. That is false conception.
Huh? They take something very personal.
No, when you ask name, that is personal.
God.
God means controller. God is not name. That's like the president, Mr. Ford, that is name. And president is the controller. So every controller has got name.
Todo controlador tiene su nombre.
Why the supreme controller will not have a name? That is ignorance.
See, the Christ said that I am the way, so on and so forth.
Well, every guru is the way to approach God. That's a fact. But he has got his name, Christ. So why do you deny this name? Christ says, that means either you take him anything, but he has a name, Christ. No? What is it? That is your conception. That is not Bible conception. Bible says the Son of God is Christ. You can create by mental concoction anything. But if you refer to the Bible, the name is Christ. Everyone says, all Christians say, the Jesus Christ. Why do you deny it?
Everyone has a Christ in
them. No, we don't agree with all this.
If we agree with Buddhist consciousness.
Huh?
If we agree with Buddhist consciousness.
No, whatever consciousness may be, I say that in the Bible it is said, that Son of God is Christ. His name is Christ. How you can deny the name? That is their interpretation. Christ means I Am. They want to interpret in their own way. There is name. How can you deny it?
He's saying that you said that we have a material body and also a spiritual body. So he wants to know if the spirit and matter are born simultaneously, or if the spirit is born and later, or if the matter is born, the material body is born and later the spirit comes.
From spirit the matter has come. Just like God said, let there be creation. So God was there and creation later on. So God is spirit and creation is matter.
He is understood from Indian philosophy, what he thinks is Indian philosophy, that that you cannot give God a name because that would be limiting God.
No, you don't give God name. But God is named by His action. Just like Krishna Krishna means all attractive. Krishna means all attractive. That is the quality of God, that He is all attractive. Similarly, Allah. Allah means the great. The God is great, therefore He is called Allah. So actually God has no name, but according to His actions, He has name.
Thank you very much, and you consider it a great privilege to have been here today.
Thank you for your coming.
God is our friend for you.